We thank you for tuning in to the Chosen City Church Sermons podcast. At Chosen City Church, we are chosen to overcome, to build, and to be like Jesus. We pray that this podcast will empower you to do the same on today.
No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, O Lord, where shall I go? January 1st, 2023, we're here, Lord. We made it, Father God. We thank you for it. God, we need, hallelujah. We stand here today, God, and need a rhema word, a right now word for this season, for this moment. Speak, Lord, to our souls. Speak, Lord, to our situation. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds. Lord, when it's all said and done, we'll be careful to give your name all of the glory. Give your name all of the honor. Give your name all of the praise. For it's in the powerful name of Jesus we pray together. And the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. As we rest to our feet, we stand on our feet. Our scripture today is one scripture. I want us to read it together, though. 1 Samuel 16, chapter verse 1. And the word, let's read this together. And the word of the Lord reads as follows. Now the Lord said to Samuel, you have mourned long enough for Saul. I have rejected him as king of Israel. So fill your flask with olive oil and go to Bethlehem. Find a man named Jesse who lives there, for I have selected one of his sons to be my king. And I would just like to use as a thought, as the Holy Spirit would allow, the growth mindset when God makes a shift. The growth mindset when God makes a shift. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We're starting this year off with a series called The Growth Mindset. Do I have any educators in the house? Any educators in the house? Educators, y'all gonna help me preach this whole series as long as it lasts. This concept actually was birthed in academia. It's a concept known as the growth mindset in comparison to the fixed mindset. Psychologists and others started to look at why were some people being successful and others were not? Why were some people finding their purpose and others were struggling with that? Why, when a storm comes into the life of two individuals, same storm, same tornado, same wind, same lightning, same rain, same thunder, one of them survives and the other one doesn't quite make it? Psychologists have concluded that it starts early, and it starts with a concept called the growth mindset in comparison to the fixed mindset. In a nutshell, the fixed mindset is a mind that is limited because it bases its ability to overcome situations, challenges, and obstacles on his or her talent or his or her own resources, in comparison to the growth mindset, where you may not have all of the talent, you may not have all of the skills, you may not have all of the resources, but you got a little bit of that, I'm gonna say, little engine that could in your spirit, if you will. Anybody know the little engine that could? I think I can. And while that may sound elementary to you, and it did start in elementary school and academia, this thing has birthed this, it made its way into the Harvard Business School. It's made its way into corporate America. As a matter of fact, when they're looking for CEOs for the Fortune 10, they say, we're looking for CEOs that have a growth mindset. What does the growth mindset mean? It means that when challenges come your way, you have this unique opportunity to embrace the challenge. But the research says something, Joe, that I gotta share. The research which suggests that a room this size, the majority of the room would probably have a fixed mindset as it relates to challenges, just like they saw in the classroom with elementary kids. For example, they would give some elementary kids a puzzle, give everybody an easy puzzle, and everybody was able to do it, and they were excited. And then they would bring in another puzzle that was a lot harder. Most of the class, the little kids, did not want to do the harder puzzle, and they asked them, why don't you want to do the harder puzzle? Because they said, we don't want to fail. We don't want to get it wrong. We don't want to mess up this time. You see, part of the issue was they were celebrated for their success in getting the little puzzle right, and they didn't want to risk losing that attaboy. They didn't want to risk losing that pat on the back because they might fail. But there was another crowd. Somebody said there was another crowd. In that crowd, a smaller group, that even though they could not do the bigger puzzle, they welcomed the challenge. And I want to talk to you and say this. In this room, in this church, we are creating a culture of growth-minded individuals that are going to welcome the challenge. And can I bring it to your street? God told me to tell you this. For 2023, you are going to have to shift from having a fixed mindset about certain things into having a growth mindset about certain things. You are going to have to understand that you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone in 2023. A fixed-minded individual is not saying that you're not successful. It's not saying that you can't do things well, but it's saying that God is saying you've been in your comfort zone too long now. You've gotten comfortable where you are. I need to take you to another place that you hadn't been before. It's going to get a little rocky sometimes. The wind may blow. The pillows may dash. But I'm here to encourage you with the growth mind. It's a mind that has stayed on Jesus, and you have an understanding that with him all things are possible. I want to make this real plain for you. I want to help you to understand what a growth mindset looks like in comparison to a fixed mindset. Now, listen, I've shared some testimony with you. I don't really talk about it that much because it just don't seem right, because it seems like self-promotion. But I will say this. The Lord has blessed me as an attorney to do some great things, and 2022 was a great year. In 2022, I shared with some friends and some others that 2022, we represented a client and had one of the largest jury verdicts in the state, if not in the Southeast, for this year, for that type of case. We won a case for an individual and won $45 million. Now, the reason we ain't in a new building yet, I didn't get no cut. The defendant didn't have no money. So, but what's the point? The Lord has blessed me to be successful in my field. A couple years ago, I had an opportunity to represent the city of Charlotte in a federal lawsuit. The Lord has blessed me in my field. But before I talk about the blessings, the growth mindset is the mindset that does not celebrate the blessings of the journey. I mean, of the win. It appreciates the journey, right? And so what I always tell students is, before they always say, look at Pastor Walt, he did this and he did that. Hold up, wait a minute. Pastor Walt was that guy. It took him three times to pass the bar exam. And I'm going to tell you, I had some people around me that loved me, but I'm going to show y'all something, the difference between the growth mindset and the fixed mindset. The first time I funked that test, it was by 7 points, right? And they was like, all right, you can try again. And the next time I took it, I missed the doggone thing by 3 points. Somebody that I love and came up to me, you know what they said? Maybe this is not for you. Maybe God has something else for you. That person wasn't being a hater, but they were speaking from a fixed mind. You see, a fixed mind, when they see a challenge and an opportunity, and they see that it's not going well, you know what we do when we got a fixed mind? We shut down. We say, maybe it's not for us. A fixed mind, just because Malshawn cheated on you, you come to the conclusion that love is not for you anymore. A fixed mind, just because it was hard and you had a vision and you tried to start a business and it didn't work the first time, you decided that entrepreneurship is not for you. But let me tell you about what a growth set mind looks like. I looked at that individual when he told me, I hear what you're saying, and I know what you have, what you are trying to do, but I need to tell you that the Lord God Almighty hadn't brought me this far to lead me. Did you not see what the Lord has done? I missed it by 7 points the first time. I missed it by 3 points the second time. You might as well get ready, because I'm coming over and I want to talk to somebody right now. I know you may have missed it the first time. I know you may have missed it the second time. But the growth set mind keeps you going and keeps you going until you get to the place where God would have you to be. Listen, I quoted my good friend, the former coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I will bring
bring, I will speak from the book of Tampa Bay Buccaneers today. That old coach from Tampa Bay Buccaneers was asked about the way he ran his offense, was asked about the way he did his business as a football coach. And they said, "Coach, you do some crazy stuff out there on the field. Why do you do these things?" And he simply said this, "Well, it's simple, y'all. No risk it, no biscuit." And I just want to talk to some people out there that you have been afraid to take some risk in 2022, but the word of God declares, no risk it, no biscuit. And I don't know about you, Joe, but I plan to eat better this year than I ate last year. It's going to be biscuits and gravy everywhere, because with a growth set mind, I'm going to take some risk. I'm going to be connected to some people that's going to take some risk. And if you can't take some risk to go forward and do what God has called you to do, this may not be the place for you. I may not be the friend for you, because if I'm your friend, I'm going to ask you, what risk are you taking today? I'm not suggesting that you don't count up the cost, because Jesus said count up the cost. But when you've counted up the cost and the math ain't mathing, when you count up the cost and the budget won't get it, when you count up the cost and the credit says forget it, when you count up the cost and nobody is on your side, when you look to the hills from which cometh your help, and you realize your help come from the Lord, I dare you to step out there and try. And I need some saints January 1st, 2023, to say, this is my time, this is my season, I'm going for it, I want it all, I want everything that the Lord has for me. All I say this as we prepare to transition to our text, I want to talk to the fixed-minded individual today, since the stats say that's the majority of us in the room. Me and my wife had this conversation. I'm a little crazy sometimes, so I know I'm used to jumping out there. And we get along so well, and I was messing with her. We was listening to this audio book, and we were talking about the risk. And I said, "Hey, wife, which one are you? One of us take risk and one of us don't." And she gave me a great answer. She was an educator, so she must have read the stuff herself. She said, "Well, I acknowledge there are some areas in my life that may be fixed, but there are certainly some areas in my life that I have a growth set mindset." And the truth of the matter, that's pretty much where all of us land. So part of your homework for today, this season, is to ask yourself, what areas of your life are you operating with a fixed mindset that is stopping your ability from being everything that God has called you to be? I want to talk to the comfortable people in the room, Coach. My boy Coach Brown over there. Coach, I want to talk to people that's comfortable. See, the people that's comfortable, they may say, "I don't need to take any more risk. I don't do anything. I got it set up. My 401k on fleek, I got it set up. My grandchildren only come by every third Tuesday. I'm good. I don't need it. I got my schedule. I'm fine." But God is saying, you know that there's something deeper on the inside. See, that's what happens when you're called by the Most High. There's always something deeper. There's always something else. And I'm not talking about physical material stuff. I'm talking about assignment and calling and anointing and giftedness and service of the community. There's always something else. And so if you're in a comfort zone, that's good to be there for a season, but God is saying, now I got to disrupt that, because there's a gift inside of you that has to come out in a greater way. My sisters and brothers, the growth set mind is that mind that is going to take on every obstacle and every opportunity and seize the moment in the name of Jesus. But for us to understand the growth set mind, I said, God, I need them to understand what happens when we have a fixed set mind. And God took me to the story of Samuel. Samuel, the first king of Israel from the tribe of Benjamin. He was ordinary people. He was not somebody that anybody would have thought would ultimately become the first king of Israel. Because the truth of the matter, Israel, God, it was not God's plan for Israel to have a king. God said, "I will be your king, but I'm going to give you a judges." Judges was like political figures. They were warfare leaders. They did it all. They were led by God, who was king, and they were kind of the rulers of Israel. And that system was working effectively. Samuel kind of being the last judge, was getting older in age and put his sons in charge. And his sons were in charge, and they said that they were taking bribes. They weren't doing the right thing. And so the people started to complain and say, you know what, Samuel, not only we don't want your sons no more, we don't want judges, period. We want a king like the neighbors around the way, like the Philistines. And every time I read this, I'm reminded of something, y'all. I got to ask y'all a question. How many times are we pursuing things that are not for us, that are not custom made for us, just because somebody else is wearing it? They decided, just because a king was operating the Philistine army, they thought that they could be better doing being the same. But we, as a people of God in 2023, have to remember one thing: we're different. The Bible says that we're a chosen generation, that we are a royal priesthood. Can I get anybody to shout out, I'm different? If you're different, stop acting like everybody else. If you're different, don't operate like everybody else. If you're different, be willing and bold to stand out on your faith. Be willing and stand out on the truth of the Word of God. Be willing to boldly stand on what He has called you to do, no matter who else don't see it, no matter who else don't like it. If you're different, act like it. But the Israelites was just like us, you know. It became fashionable. It became trendy. It was trending on social media. It was all on TikTok. Get you a king. Get you a king. Get you a king. Guess what? Samuel said, I'm going to tell God what y'all trying to do. Samuel runs to God in prayer. Lord, I'm the judge and you're their king and our king. And God says, hold on, Samuel. I know they're out of pocket. I know they are out of my will. But I'm going to give them what they asked for. Men and women of God, be careful what you pray for, because every now and then the Lord will give you what you ask for. The Lord said, I'm going to give them what they ask for, and I ain't gonna be petty about it, you know. If they do it the right way, it'll work for them. If the king follows me and does what he's supposed to do, it will work, even though that ain't what I wanted, since they asked for it. I got so many questions today in this series. How many times in 2022 did you ask for something that God really didn't want you to have? How many times did you beg and plead for God to open a door that God really didn't want to open it? But since God is relational, since you asked for it, y'all know how it is. Parents, help me out. You got that child. I got one. I ain't going to call his name out, but I got one. That little joker persistent. I mean, he just won't stop asking. I mean, over and over and over again. And every now and then, I'll tell you what, boy, since you asked for it, now when it pop you, when it burn your little hand, daddy told you so. Somebody's been asking, and I'm telling you, God is like, since you asked for it. So he gives him a king. Samuel, I'm going to send him to you. Be ready to anoint him as king when he shows up. Saul, tribe of Benjamin, ordinary person doing ordinary things. In an agricultural society, their donkeys got away. The donkeys escaped. Saul's daddy said, Saul, go find the donkeys. On the road to go find the donkeys, they discovered that they were having a hard time. They was giving up. They was getting tired. They was getting hungry. And so the man of God that was with Saul said, listen, in the town next door, there are seers over there. Do y'all know what seers are? In the Old Testament, that was the word that was used for prophets. Those individuals that were anointed by God to be able to see. Can I ask y'all a question? For those of us that believe in the gift of prophecy and believe that God still works that way, did the seers miss 2020? How many prophets and preachers and things of that nature prepared us, including myself, for what was going to come in 2020? And I said, Lord, if the seers missed 2020, don't let the seers miss what's going to happen in 2023. Good, bad, or indifferent. I want to talk to everybody that believes in those gifts, because they're in the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. Some of us are called to be able to see things spiritually. And if you're that individual, regardless of your title, because it ain't about a title, it's about a spiritual gift. And if you got that spiritual gift, maybe you don't have it on a platform, but maybe you're the one that got it for your family. Maybe you the one that always get that unction that you need to make a phone call because something ain't going right with somebody. Maybe you the one that get the unction that says something is moving. Anybody got somebody like that in their family that'll just check on everybody every now and then? Maybe you that person. And all I'm trying to say is that for 2023, seers, I need you to stay woke. Seers, I need you to be intentional about your prayer. Seers, I need you to be intentional about your fasting, because we can't miss it in 2023 and be blindsided by whatever may come our way. So Saul says, that's a good idea. Let me go find the seer so I can go find my donkey. But what I've discovered about when you're trying to go see a woman or man of God, more often than not, God is up to something different than what you are looking for. Saul was looking for a donkey, but God was looking for a king. And the first inclination, watch this, that Saul, although anointed, although gifted, had a fixed mindset, occurs when he has an encounter with Samuel. Saul encounters Samuel. "I'm looking for my donkey, sir." He said, "The donkey ain't the issue. I can see that your donkeys are all right. The reason that the Lord allowed you to encounter me is that God is going to name a king for the first time of Israel." Saul, good luck. Congratulations to who that is. "Oh, that's you." You know what Saul said? Listen to this. "Who am I to be a king? I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. Who am I to be a king? I don't have any resources." And you may look at Saul and say, "What a shame." But I guarantee you, in this room, I'm surrounded by numerous people that God is saying, "I'm anointing you for something greater." And the first thing you said, "Who am I for an assignment such as this?" Can I tell you that a fixed mindset will have you doubting everything that God has said about you? A fixed mindset will have you struggling to accept that you are greater. A fixed mindset will have you struggling with the fact that you are a king. A fixed mindset will have you struggling with the fact that you are a queen. A fixed mindset will have you doubting everything that God has said about you. And so watch this, though. Going into 2023, we can't doubt what God is saying about us. We can't doubt what's being prophesied over our life. Y'all, listen, I enjoy when I bring somebody into the house of God that has a prophetic gift, if you will. I love seeing the people that get excited when a woman of God or a man of God speaks life over individuals and say, "This is going to be your year." But watch this, y'all. In that crowd, there's always somebody else with a side eye. They're all like, "What are they talking about? Ain't going to be no blessings. Ain't going to be no favor. Ain't no doors going to open. It's going to be the same old, same old." We call that a fixed mindset. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you believe that, you are right. But I'm trying to encourage you to shift your beliefs. I'm trying to encourage you to shift that what God has decreed and declared over your life, it is possible. It is all mine. It is just for me. My mind has to shift to be surrounded by individuals that believe that God has heard my cry, that believe that God has called me in spite of me, and God has the best for me, because I'm heirs to the promises of God, and I know that he has a plan as a part of his perfect will, and that plan will bless me and the generations after me. But the fixed mindset responds just like Saul and says, "I'm not worthy of this." It goes further. They go back to the people and they have a ceremony. And they draw cash lots, a way of them determining what God was trying to say. And the lots fall ultimately on the tribe of Benjamin. And from the tribe of Benjamin, Saul is chosen to be king. Samuel is still respected, so they know that he hears from God. This Samuel, y'all. Good news. We found the king. I've anointed him. I present to some and introduce to others. HBCU band shout out right here. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The one and only Samuel. The Bible said he looked back. It literally says that Samuel was hiding in the baggage. Did y'all hear what I said? I present to some, introduce to others, the one and only, often imitated, never duplicated. He come from good stock, y'all. The one and only Samuel. And the Bible says he was hiding in the baggage because a fixed mindset operates in fear and can't accept the assignment that's ahead of him. And I need to talk to somebody right now and say, in 2022, you hid in the baggage too long. In 2022, you hid in the baggage too long. So in 2023, God is saying that you have to accept what I have ordained and predestined for your life. Because if God predestined it for your life, you should be assured that God has the ability to make it come to pass and to make sure that you are successful. The fixed mindset gets to the point that not only do you start to doubt yourself, you start to doubt God's ability to keep his word. Oh, that's what it is. Think about it. If you can't be Saul and believe that God said you're going to be king and find yourself hiding in the baggage, what that means is not only did Saul doubt himself, he started to doubt his creator. And in 2023, we're going to be successful. We can't doubt the creator, y'all. We can't doubt what he's trying to do in our life. He comes out of the baggage. He's anointed by Samuel. 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter, he has some victory. Why? Because a fixed-minded individual is talented. A fixed-minded individual will have success. But a fixed-minded individual is limited when it comes to certain obstacles. The studies that I was doing suggest that there are individuals that had A's all in elementary school, middle school, high school, got to college, and got around some other A-plus individuals. And the first time they had a bad grade, shook them to their core. So much so the studies say that some even took their lives, because the concept of failure was not something that they could handle or even rationalize or even deal with, because their understanding from the fixed set mind is that they should never fail. And I need to speak to somebody right now and tell you that sometimes it's your failure. Those are those opportunities that are going to elevate you for 2023. Those are those opportunities that's going to celebrate you to the next level. Don't y'all know that every time I failed that old crusty bar exam, I had to go back and study. And what I really discovered, I'm going to be real with you, the first time I took the test, I ain't know enough, right? I could have blamed anybody, but the raw and the real is I didn't know enough, right? And so God said, you got to take that test again, and you're going to learn a little more. And guess what? The second time, I didn't know enough. And so God said, I ain't gave up on you. Are you going to give up on me? I need to talk to somebody right now. It ain't worked out a few times in your life. God is saying, I hadn't gave up on you. Are you going to give up on me? It's just a little bit more that you need to learn. And I need to talk to somebody that's a visionary that is really trying to make it happen. And it is hard as I don't know what for you, but God is saying, I haven't gave up on you. Please, sir, please, ma'am, don't give up on me. He has some victory in the 12th chapter, but then in the 13th chapter, he has a problem. In the 13th chapter, we discover something else amazing about our good friend Saul. It was in that 13th chapter where we recognize that a fixed mind becomes impatient instead of waiting on God. A fixed mind becomes impatient instead of waiting on God. Watch this. Now he's in war. He's a king that's leading in a time of warfare. And Samuel said, God has told me you will be victorious, Saul, if you do two things. If you listen to the instructions of the Lord and allow me to come and do a sacrifice before you go into warfare, you will see victory in every area of your life. A sacrifice by the hands of Samuel represented worship. We understand that in the Bible, whenever there was a sacrifice, it was a part of worship. And I want to help you to understand something. Before you go into any wars that you're going to have to face in 2023, make sure that your worship precedes your warfare. Does that make any sense? Make sure that your worship precedes your warfare. Let me try that one more time. Make sure your worship precedes your warfare. Make sure that your prayers are life is right. Make sure that you are connected with God in your devotionals. Make sure that you are listening and attending or worship service. Make sure you are spending alone time with God. Make sure that in the midst of struggle and strain, you understand that with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Oh Lord, before you go into the next boardroom battle, before you go into the next classroom battle, worship always has to precede our warfare. Do I have any worshipers in the house that understand the power of worship? They understand that the walls of Jericho could not have come down if it wasn't for worship. They understand that the people of children of Israel could not have come out of Egypt if it wasn't for worship. They understand that we couldn't have survived the transatlantic slave trade if it wasn't for worship. They understand that you couldn't have survived and your grandma couldn't have survived the pandemic if it wasn't for worship. Do I have any worshipers in the house that understand that worship always has to precede my warfare? Yes, I gotta fight in 2023. Yes, I gotta go through in 2023. But in the midst of it all, Pastor Al, I choose to worship. Worship is a choice. It's deliberate. It's intentional. It doesn't happen by happenstance. It doesn't happen by coincidence. You have decided to look beyond your circumstances. You have decided to look beyond the storm. You have decided that God is real and he's worthy to be praised. You have decided you'd rather be with God than be with anyone else. Do I have any worshipers in the house that can give God some worship? Give God some glory right there, because you are a worshiper and you understand the power of your worship. Set a foundation for 2023 that is based in worship. Set a foundation for the rest of this year. Before you face whatever you're going to face in August, before you go through whatever hell you may see this summer, it started on January the 1st, 2023, with a dynamic worship, a dynamic praise. Take about 30 seconds right there where you are and give God glory in this place. Worship him. You know what worship is? It's when the created connects with the creator and you just say, holy, oh, holy. Just give him some worship right there. Holy, holy. I'm trying to get you ready for warfare. Holy, get ready for warfare. Worship him. Think about what God has done in your life. Think about what God is doing. Think about how God has blessed you. Think about how God has kept your children. Think about how God has kept you. Give him some worship right there. That's it. We got to give him some worship. I'm trying to get you ready for warfare. I'm trying to get you ready for what's coming. You got to give him some worship. You got to just give him some praise. I don't care how you feel. I don't care about your pain. I need you to look beyond the pain. Look beyond the struggle and give God worship in this place. Can we worship together so we can warfare together? It's nothing like a body of believers that know how to worship together so that we can warfare together. Give him glory in this place. Thank you, Lord. Problem, though, y'all, is this. Thank you. Worship right there, woman of God. Worship right there. Worship right there. Thank you. You see that power? You see that power? Keep worshiping, woman of God. That's what Samuel was missing when he went into warfare. You see, because of Samuel's mindsets, I'm sorry, Saul's mindset, keep worshiping, woman of God. Saul was missing this when he went into warfare. Samuel says, Saul, I'm going to be there in 7 days because it's my responsibility and it's my assignment as a Levite to set the atmosphere as it relates to worship, to offer the sacrifice to God. Saul was missing this right here. Oh, she's going to have a great 2023. And some of you all, everybody, I declare that. Saul was missing this. Saul decided not to wait on the move of God. Saul decided not to wait on Samuel to show up. So on that seventh day, when he got impatient waiting on Samuel, he decided to do a sacrifice to God on him, by himself. And you may ask, what was wrong with Samuel doing a sacrifice to God? First of all, it wasn't what God told Samuel to do. And I want to tell somebody going into 2023, stop getting ahead of God. Stop trying to fix your own problems. Stop trying to resolve it on your own. When you have a fixed mind and it's not working the way you want it to work, fast as you want it to work, you become impatient. and you take matters into your own hand. And Samuel decided to take matters into his own hand. And because he took matters into his own hand, it cost him. It cost him a battle, and it cost him so much. Not only did it cost him that battle, and it cost him so much, he got to the point, because he had a fixed mindset, he started making bad decisions that started impacting everybody around him. Samuel got to the point that after he lost that battle, he was in his feelings, y'all. I'm gonna tell you, a fixed mindset will make decisions based on how they feel. You hear what I said? 2023, we can't be making these decisions based on how we feel. Samuel, in his feelings, because he lost, he called a meeting with his soldiers and said, listen up, y'all. Hear ye, nobody eat nothing until I get me some get back. Nobody eat nothing until we defeat the enemy. So they go into warfare, hungry and weak. They go into warfare, tired, because their leader made a fatal decision because he was in his feelings. Their leader made a fatal decision because his mind was fixed. Their leader made a fatal decision because he was frustrated. Their leader made a fatal decision because he was fed up. And I need to talk to you right now. I said, don't make a fatal decision because you're frustrated. Don't make a fatal decision because you're fed up. Don't make a fatal decision because it hadn't worked out for you yet. And the word of God says, because he made that decision, his soldiers were weak. And it got to the point that they couldn't see the type of victory that God wanted them to have. So watch this. Samuel shows up in the 15th chapter of Samuel and says to Saul, what have you done? You've gotten ahead of God. Not only did you do the sacrifice out of order, God told you when you went into battle to slay all of the enemy. But instead of you doing that, you allowed some to live. Samuel started trying to explain why he did what he did. He said, listen, let me explain it to you. I did part of what God said, you know. I only let a couple of them live. And not only that, I also offered God a sacrifice on top of it. Samuel says something that should be a blessing for you going into 2023. What Samuel said was this: obedience is better than sacrifice. Listen, we're a church, like every other church. We operate on tithes and offering and all of those things. But I'm going to tell you, you can't tithe your way out of being obedient to God. You can't serve your way out of being obedient to God. You can't make no side deals with the pastor instead of being obedient to God. The only thing that's going to get you to the place where God will have you to be is for you to do it the way God said do it. Can I tell you, listen, for you sports types out there, 90% is pretty good, right? But I'm going to tell you, when it comes to the word of God, 9 out of 10 ain't good enough. If you do 9 things that God tell you to do and you don't do the 10th, it ain't good enough. I'm not preaching perfection, because if I was preaching that, I'd have to sit down. But what I'm preaching is obedience. He said, why would you preach obedience? Because in 2022, there were too many of us that were hard-headed. There were too many of us that was two-thirds, three-fourths, seven-eighths, a fifth. there were too many of us that was close, but we weren't fully committed. And God told me to tell you that in 2023, if you want to grow in every area of your life, if you want all the promises of God, obedience is always better than sacrifice. And he said, encourage your people, Pastor Walt, that I love them. My grace is sufficient. I love them. I'm merciful, but I need them to be obedient. He said, you ain't even got to go into details, because he and her, they know exactly the area of their life where they have not been fully obedient, and they've been trying to cover it up by doing real good over here so they can do what they want to over there. But God is saying that ain't gonna work in 2023. God is saying, as good as you've been over here, I need all of you over there. God is saying, when are you going to surrender and give yourself away? But because Saul had decided not to do it, his fixed mindset ultimately cost him everything. It cost him everything, y'all. Samuel had to report, because you have been disobedient to God, it was God's plan for you to be king indefinitely. But because you have been disobedient, now God is going to take the kingdom away. Listen, y'all, don't lose out on what God has just for you with your name on it. It's custom made for you. But if you operate in disobedience, you'll never have everything that God has promised for you. You hear what I'm saying? You got to be who God has called you to be. You got to be true to his word the best you can. I repeat, I'm not preaching perfection, but what I am is saying that every day I'm pressing on the upward way. Every day I'm trying to live for God. Every day I'm trying to be better in this area. Every day I'm trying to hear from heaven and do what thus saith the Lord. Is anybody else with me that you're saying, God, I'm not perfect, but I'm going to commit my life every day to trying to do better. I'm gonna try to be a better husband. I'm gonna try to be a better wife. I'm gonna try to be a better parent. I'm gonna try to be a better friend. I'm gonna commit myself daily to being who God has called me to be, and watch how daily God starts to bless you. Daily God will open up doors. Daily God will provide opportunities. Daily God will fight battles for you that you won't even have to fight, because God loves a child that is obedient to his word. And though the Bible story goes on, as we prepare to close, it takes us to an interesting place. It really shifts to the story of Samuel. 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, verse 1. Let's look at that, and we out of here. This is what it says. So Samuel is mourning, y'all. Why is Samuel mourning? He's mourning because the first king that he anointed has failed. And I want to show y'all something in a second. The way you deal with failure in this season is what determines whether or not you have a growth mindset or a fixed mindset. Samuel is crying because the first king that he anointed has failed, which means that now the kingdom does not have a king, which means now the Philistines can run over them, which means now that the thing that he was working on, he has spent so much time pouring in. Y'all, if you can only feel Samuel if you poured into somebody and it didn't work out. Anybody ever poured into somebody? You ever poured into a child? You ever poured into an athlete? You ever poured into a student? You ever poured into a family member? You ever poured into a friend? And you've done everything you knew how to do. You gave them the best that you had. Sam poured his anointing oil, this special anointed. He anointed Samuel, and it fell. And he found himself in a season of mourning. But this is what God says. I told y'all a couple of weeks ago that mourning lasts for a season. This is what God says to Samuel. You have mourned long enough for Saul. I have rejected him as king of Israel. So fill your flask with olive oil and go to Bethlehem. Find a man named Jesse who lives there, for I have selected one of his sons as my king. God spoke to Samuel and basically asked him a rhetorical question. How long will you mourn over that which I have rejected? How long, Samuel, will you mourn over that which I have rejected? Now, you may be looking at Samuel saying, that's right, Samuel, but God is asking us that same question. How long will you mourn over a failed situation from last year? How long will you mourn over a failed relationship from 10 years ago? How long will you mourn over the fact that it didn't work out at the last church, so you're not going to connect to any other church? You're just going to kind of hop and skip along. How long will you mourn over the fact that the doctor gave you a bad diagnosis and the doctor has said one thing, but you're still waiting on the report from Dr. Jesus? How long will you mourn over some stuff that God has no intention or desire for you to take into 2023, but yet and still you came into the house of God with it on your head and in your mind and in your heart? How long will you mourn over the fact that you made a mistake and you tried to do it the best way you can and you lost a lot, didn't you? You lost some family, you lost some friends, you lost some money. How long will you mourn over your yesterday? How long will you mourn over what the enemy has said? How long before you get over it? So God speaks to Samuel, and he says something to Samuel. Samuel, I need you to do something. Put it back up on the screen, man of God. Samuel, I need you to do something. I need you to fill your flesh with olive oil and go to Bethlehem. Y'all, let me tell you something about the power of this scripture. Samuel was anointed, and he operated with an anointing. The oil represented the fact that when God wanted to anoint somebody, the Holy Spirit, the oil represents the Holy Spirit being anointed in the Spirit. And I want to talk to somebody right now in this room. There are a lot of anointed people in this room. There's a lot of oil in this room. I feel it, Aaron, every time I come in here. But your oil is useless until you pick up your bag and start moving. You hear what I said? There's a lot of people that's sitting on some oil. How long will you mourn before you pick up the oil that I gave you? How long will you mourn before you pick up the oil that I bless you with and go and do the thing that God has called you to do? You see, Samuel was just like us. He had a choice. He could have kept mourning, couldn't he? He could have kept crying. Lord, it didn't work out with the last king, and I used my good oil the last time, and I traveled a long way, and I just don't know. I'm not ready. I'm not comfortable. I might get hurt again. I want to tell you the growth mindset is a vulnerable mind, and I want to tell you it's vulnerable because you're going to have to open up your mind and your heart to try again. I want to talk to somebody right now and say, if you want everything that God has for you, you have to open up your heart and your mind and try again. Samuel had a choice. He could have said, God, I won't go, send somebody else. Because in the Bible, there were plenty of times where people turned away from Jesus because he asked them to do something that was uncomfortable. Can I tell you, the growth mindset is going to pull you out of your comfort zone. The growth mindset is going to put you in a place that you have never been before. And you're going to have to be like, Samuel, you'll have a choice. You can sit on the oil, you can leave it in the flask and do nothing, or you can get up and go and be what God has called you to be. And I don't know about you, but I am glad that Samuel decided to use the oil that God gave him. Is there anybody that gets excited about the oil? Is there anybody that gets excited about an anointing? Don't you know the reason that God has anointed you is so that you can go and anoint somebody else? Don't you know that a gift from God is never really about the recipient? It's about God using the recipient in a great way. Aren't you glad that Samuel decided that he was going to operate with a growth mindset? He had failure behind him, but he had his future ahead of him. I want to talk to somebody and let you know that the failure is behind you. Say, the failure is behind me. That failure is so 2022. Don't talk to me about no 2022 mess. Don't talk to me about no junk from last week. Don't talk to me about why they left. Don't talk to me about what they said. Don't talk to me about what you heard. Child, that's so 2022. My failure is behind me. And I got a Samuel spirit. What do you mean, Pastor? When you operate with a Samuel spirit, you take the anointing that God has given you and you go forward. I need some forward walkers to help me to preach. You are moving ahead. You're not going back. You're moving ahead because God has the ability to make all things new. Do I have a witness in the house that we serve a God that makes all things new? And because he can make all things new, I'm moving forward. I hear Samuel in my spirit say, well, I tell you what, we got our hearts broken by Saul. I tell you what, it didn't work out with Saul, but if he did it before, he can do it again. He's the same God that brought us out of Egypt. He's the same God that kept us in warfare. He's the same God. If he's done it before, he can do it again. So Samuel gets up. I want to talk to somebody. You got to get up in 2023. We're moving ahead now. We're going forward in the name of Jesus. Samuel goes forward. He gets down to Bethlehem. He goes forward. He said, Jess, the Lord sent me here. How many sons you got? Jess said, I got 8 of them. Let me bring them out to you. Don't you know? I'm so glad that Samuel has a growth mindset. You see the growth mindset. It doesn't focus on what's on the outside. It looks at what's on the inside. So since Samuel had a growth mindset, when he looked at the first seven sons of Jesse, he said they look good. They smell good. They real strong. They got waves in their hair. But I'm looking on the outside. When God looking for something on the inside. And Samuel said, I can't get it wrong this time. I want to talk to somebody. God wants to use you greatly in 2023. But you can't get it wrong this time. So watch what Samuel does. He says, I got to be careful about where I pour my oil. I want to talk to somebody. Be careful where you pour your oil in 2023. Be careful where you use your gifts in 2023. Samuel says, I can't fail this time. Do you have another son? Jesse replied, well, I got another one. He ain't about nothing. He kind of a runt. He smell real bad because he work in the field. His name is David. Samuel said, bring him here. And when they brought David for it, the Spirit of God spoke up and said, that's your next king. And I want to talk to somebody and remind you of the power of the growth mindset. It lets you see how God sees. It lets you move how God moves. And when God shows you where to use your gifts, when God shows you where to pour out your oil, I need some people that'll be like Samuel and pour out your oil and give the best of your service in the name of the Lord. Do I have any individuals that as the Lord shows you in 2023, you're going to pour out your oil and give your best of your service to the Lord? Aren't you glad that Samuel was looking on the inside? He saw the best of David. And because he was looking on the inside and saw that David was special, he poured out his oil on David. And he said, David, you shall become king. Well, the story goes like this. David didn't go to the palace. David went back to the field. Pastor Walter, I thought you said David was a king. That's the thing about a growth mindset. A fixed mindset says, I don't have it. But the growth mindset says, I don't have it yet. David, I'm the king. I don't have a kingdom today. That just means I don't have it yet. And I need to talk to some people that came into the house of God with a yet in your spirit. There are some things that happened in 2022. There are some things that are still on your prayer list. But with a growth mindset, you no longer talk about what you don't have. All you say is you don't have it yet. Do I have any praises in the house? It may not be fixed, but it's just not fixed yet. The marriage may be going through, but yet is on the way. I may not have the resources. I just don't have them yet. I may not have the family. I just don't have it yet. I don't know about you. I'm like David. I know I'm a king. I know I got to go back to the field. I know what God has for me. It is on the way. Can you give God some praise for everything that you know is on the way? I thank God today that he made a shift, because a growth mindset is all about a shift. God shifted from Saul to David. God shifted from Samuel's praise to deliverance for the people. Is there anybody that want to give God some glory for a shift in 2023? You thanking God right now for the shift. Let the shift start in your mind. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. I ain't never scared because my mind is shifted. I know it's going to work out because my mind is shifted. I'm not afraid to try because my mind is shifted. Is there anybody want to give God some glory because there's a shift in the atmosphere. There's a shift in our minds. There was a shift in our thought process. We won't operate in fear because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power. Thank God for the power. I speak shift over this congregation. Shift their minds, God. Expand their territories, God. Shift their thought processes, God. Let them be what you call them to be. I dare you today to give God glory because we know a shift is on the way. You won't leave him like you came in Jesus' name. Are y'all with me? Can y'all give God some praise? Because 2023 is a shift for you. 2023 is going to be better for you. Your mind is going to change in 2023. There will be salvation in 2023. There will be deliverance in 2023. Why don't you give God some glory? You ought to give him some glory right there. Because I don't know about you. When I think about my shift, when I think about my Jesus, when I think about Jesus, and all he's done for me, I don't know about you, but it's going to get better for the Bowers family. I don't know about you, but Chosen City Church, we're about to shift. Chosen City Church, we're going into overdrive. I wish I had some dancers that'll give God some glory. You ought to praise God for your own shift, because when I think about Jesus and all he's done for me, I thank him for the shift. I thank him for the move. I thank you, God. I won't leave here like I came. I feel a shift in this house. I feel a shift in my mind. I feel a shift in my soul. I give God glory for the shift. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to praise God because there's a shift for 2023. I'm going to give him 30 seconds to give God your own praise right where you are for the shift that God is doing. About 30 seconds of quiet because I need you to set a foundation of worship for 2023 because God is going to shift all of our minds. He's going to show us how to have a growth mindset so that you understand if you keep trusting in him and if you keep working at it, all things are possible for those who believe. I love worship, y'all. It empowers me. So right here, without the musicians' help, they're doing an amazing job. But for 30 seconds, let's set this house on fire. Give us some worship. Give us some worship. 30 seconds, just give us some worship. Every person in here, just give us some worship. Every person in here, just give us some worship for what he's going to do. He's worthy. 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 Oh, he's worthy. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. 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 Y'all worship right there. Y'all worship right there. Everybody didn't make it to 2023. The news report says some people didn't make it from last night. Everybody didn't make it. Oh, thank you, God. God said, I didn't bring you this far for no reason. I got another plan for you. But your mind got to shift to be able to receive it. Our minds have to shift. Thank you, Lord. Listen, the doors to the house of God stand open. As we continue in this moment of worship, I ask everybody to stand to their feet briefly. The word of God went forth today, and the question is, how will you respond to what God said? Everybody responds differently to the gospel, always has been the case since the times of Jesus. Some people ran to the Lord, some people went in a different direction. It's a very personal, individual question. How will you respond to what God has said today? Very personal question. So we try to guide a little bit by giving you some examples of ways that you can respond. For the individual that has never made a confession, meaning they never say it with their mouth, they believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he died for their sins and been baptized in accordance with that faith, we extend an invitation to you. This is your moment. This is your season. This is your opportunity. That's the most important one, relationship. God cares more about relationship with you more than anything else. That's why he died on the cross, because of relationship with you. So don't go into 2023 without relationship. Here's the challenge, relationship. In a church, most people have made that confession. Some haven't. But the real issue is that most of us made that confession, but our relationship with God is not where it used to be. And if we are honest, it's not what God will have it to be. So many of us have been through things in life. Life has happened to us, and a relationship with God has been strained. So if you want to rededicate or recommit your life to Christ, and you want somebody to pray and help you with that, we want to meet you in this aisle. We want to celebrate you. And then here's another invitation. If you're that individual that's been looking for a church home, I want to tell you this. A fixed mind is a mind that believes that you can make it on this journey without being connected to another group of believers. You may not be called to be at this church. We'd love to have you to be here. I'm selfish. We'd love to be for you to be here. We'd love to be your pastor. But the primary objective is to get connected somewhere in 2023. There are some gifts in you. Don't sit on your gifts. Use the gifts that God has given you. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to you of being a part of this place. We are many members of one body. And God has called you to be a part of this local assembly. We want to meet you right here now. As always, I'm going to be in the pastor's living room as well, but there's somebody that wants to start off January 2023 with a church home. We want to give you that opportunity. The door to the house of God stands open. Come on, meet us in the aisle right here where you are. Come on, let's celebrate God for this woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for tuning in to our sermons podcast here at Chosen City Church. This and other podcasts, as well as our live Sunday morning service, can be found on all of our streaming platforms and are also available on the new Chosen City Church app, which is available on both the Apple Store and Google Play. We would love to see you in person on Sunday morning at either our 8 a.m. or 10:15 services. We are located at 13925 Irwin Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. We hope to see you soon and have a blessed day.